It seems that every day in the most sacred liturgy of the church, we have one day more beautiful and more special than the other. And of course, yesterday we had the great feast of St. Lawrence, the deacon and martyr. And today we have a feast which is very, very dear to us, to me in particular, to my family. And of course, my physical family, who are Franciscans, and my spiritual family, Mother Angelica, and all the poor Clares in Hansville, and all the Franciscans. For today is the feast of St. Clare of Assisi. Now, St. Clare was of a very rich family in Assisi. You can go to her house even today, and she saw what was going on in Assisi. This young man that had come back from the war with Perugia came back changed. He was a troubadour, a happy guy, singing and dancing on the streets with his cymbals and all his instruments. And then all of a sudden he came back and he decided that he was going to change. And of course this took place, as we can see in October, on his feast, at the wonderful sanctuary of San Damiano, where the crucifix came alive and told St. Francis, "Fix my church, for it is in ruins." What would he say today? More likely, take it out of the catacombs, because it's gone. But anyway, that's what he began to do, and he transformed into the great founder of the Franciscan family, which is tremendously large. In the meantime, St. Clare was seeing all these things. He saw all these young men, and of course, usually it's young people that join good things. Now, they join bad things too, but usually it's young people that join good things. Why? Because young people are scarred and still relatively, especially in those days, pure, and were open to holiness. So all these young men joined Francis, and then St. Clare, who was a friend of his, after all, Francis was of a wealthy bourgeoisie family of Assisi. His father was a merchant in fine clothing. And so St. Clare, of course, knew him. When she had to pick out cloth for her dresses and this and that, she would have to go with her mother to the shop of Bernardone. And then she was enthused. What is going on? And so she asked Francis, "Can I not join too?" And he says, "Well, this is for the men, but we need to do something for the women." And he says, "You will be the first one." So they founded the Poor Clares. And on a certain night, I don't exactly recall which night, but it was around this time of the year, St. Clare, who knew she would not receive permission from her family, went out. Now, if you go today to St. Clare's home, you will see three doors. And there's one for going in and one for going out. And the other one is about 6 or 7 feet above the ground. And you wonder, well, what is that for? That was the door that was used. And of course, Italians are very superstitious. That was the door that was used to take out the cadavers, the dead people, from the home, because they could not go back in. And it was that high, and they would be carried to the tomb from there. And that is the door through which St. Clare came out. And then she went to San Damiano, and St. Francis and the other Franciscans were there, and they prayed. And one of the famous scenes of the saints is when she had beautiful, beautiful long hair, which we still possess, by the way. It's beautiful. Curly blonde hair. And they cut it all off. Chop, chop, chop. Because hair, and that's why women cover their heads in church, is supposed to be the crowning glory of the woman, of femininity. And then they covered her with the vestments, the habit, of a nun, and he took her to the Benedictine Abbey of Nuns in Assisi, St. Peter, and left her there and asked the Mother Superior, train her to be a good nun. And then he left. Now, the rest of the history you can read for yourselves, but one of the things that she is famous for, and for which we know her this day, she is a patroness of television. On a Christmas Eve, St. Francis had the idea. Now, they already had nativity scenes. Don't think that he invented the nativity scenes, you know. He wasn't there in the year zero. No. He wanted to have a nativity scene with people and real animals. And so they did this at midnight mass. But St. Clair, who had very poor health, was sick. She could not go. And she stayed on her straw bed on the floor in the convent. You can still go there and visit it. And then she looked up, and on the wall in front of her, she saw the entire Mass and St. Francis blessing the animals and then the baby Jesus being carried up to the creche. So because of that, Pope Venerable Pius XII named her the patroness of television. And of course, the rest is just history. Such wonderful, wonderful things. I recommend very strongly to read the life of St. Clair of Assisi. After Mass, I will bless you with the first class relic of St. Clair. And of course, it's in a crucifix, and there are also St. Francis, St. Anthony, St. Bonaventure, and so the Franciscan saints, the great ones, and you will be blessed by their relic. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.